The Walker administration struck up a deal with Kimberly-Clark 2 years ago, making the company eligible for up to $28 million in grants. With the jobs moving to Chicago, Kimberly-Clark says it's still in compliance with the terms of that deal. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says it's evaluating the contract. Dr. Bruce McDonald from North Carolina State has published research showing corporate tax incentives often fail to improve communities.
It's removing large chunks of resources from the government's coffers by not having that tax revenue come in, which then places the government in a worse financial position, which leaves the community in a worse economic condition.
He says there are some exceptions, though companies typically have the upper hand when it comes to negotiating these deals. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.